This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Winter is a bountiful time for book lovers. The weather is better inside, and the choices of books are abundant. Add to that, publishers and retailers tripping over themselves to get people buying books in whatever format. It was a banner holiday season for the Amazon Kindle.
More than 1 million of the Kindle Fire tablets were bought weekly during the holiday shopping season. E-books were also a huge sale this year, as Christmas Day was the biggest day ever for Kindle book downloads. Books were not only purchased in their digital form. Amazon said the customers bought enough copies of Walter Isaacson's Steve Jobs biography, which happens to be the season's best-selling book on Amazon, to create a stack taller than Mount Everest. I'm Alexis Miller for Ivy Times TV.
The e-book has breathed some life into the publishing industry, but traditional books are still selling at independent bookstores as well as on Amazon. So, dear readers, what's next? Jason Bogue is blogger and editor of the publishing website Gallicat and is on the line with some thoughts. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Happy New Year, Virginia.
Happy New Year to you, too. So where is this Amazon indie bookstore battle headed?
Oh, man, I think it's going to be a bloody sort of war between independent bookstores and Amazon this year. I think we're going to see a lot of people having to reconsider why they buy books, not the prices anymore, but you're going to have to think about why you buy books. Someone at a conference said you buy the community you want, and if you want to support independent bookstores, you're going to have to start buying from them. And so I think we're going to see a lot more people questioning why they buy on Amazon, and we're going to see independent bookstores saying, hey, we have a lot more things to offer. We may not be able to compete with the prices of Amazon, but we have a different set of ethics.
Well, now Amazon has offered a $5 bounty to people who scan books that they're interested in brick and mortar, you know, Main Street independent bookstores, and then buy them on Amazon. This kind of framing Amazon as the Goliath, isn't it? Casting down the glove in this case.
Well, yeah, Amazon just really last year put a lot of effort into stressing the fact that they have the lowest prices on everything. They focus mainly on trying to get people to buy video games, televisions, electronics, things like that through the retailer. But books are another thing. There's another thing that they discount pretty heavily, and no independent bookstore is ever going to be able to compete with the margin that Amazon has. So I think independent bookstores are going to start reframing that debate a little bit more and just say, you know, we are the an ethical alternative to Amazon, and you should support your local businesses. Just like we have local movements saying, hey, we should start eating food locally, I think independent bookstores are going to say we should start buying books locally as well.
Where do publishers fit into all this? What's going on in the industry?
You know, the publishers are really going through their own problems right now. I think watching Borders disappear this year was last year was a big shock to the publishers, and they're recalibrating everything for a world with a lot less shelf space. So we're going to see a major workflow shift this year. I think we're going to see publishers adding more employees who can work with digital books, who can help with digital marketing. Those experts are going to be getting a lot of work this year, but I think they're going to be taking away a lot of resources from the print side of the business. So I think we're going to see some layoffs, a lot of shuffling and reshuffling this year in the publishing industry.
Well, amazing things can be done with digital books. They're very interesting. Like Alice in Wonderland last year, you know, shrinking and growing. It's just really something else. How about confirmations this week of insider hubbub that Apple is planning a media event this month featuring industry-related announcements for publishers about the iBookstore platform. What's going on? Any ideas?
Yeah, that really caught me off guard today, because I was really actually expecting Apple to be coming out this year. Everyone's saying, oh, they're going to move into television next. And Apple historically hasn't been that concerned about the iBookstore, hasn't really given a lot of effort to it. But there's supposed to be a big announcement this week, and a lot of publishers are apparently lining up for it. It's all kind of speculation right now. I haven't heard any confirmation. Even TechCrunch really can't tell us too much about what's going on, but it's going to focus on publishing and ebooks. That's all we know, and it's pretty exciting. And so I think it's an encouraging moment, because Apple is actually part of the publisher's alternative to Amazon, or actually helping publishers have leverage against Amazon's sort of monopoly that they enjoyed for many years on ebooks.
Any books you're particularly looking forward to, Jason?
Oh, I'm really excited about this year. We're going to see a lot of books. First book I'm most excited about is Marilynne Robinson, a great author, novelist who only comes out with books at a very, very long intervals. She's coming out with a book of essays called When I Was a Child, I Read Books. And I don't know about you, the instant I read that title, I put it on my to-read list because I agree completely.
Now, that's interesting. A book of essays. I know that Jonathan Franzen also has a new book of essays coming out in the spring. So another novelist turned essayist.
Absolutely. I think we're seeing a lot more writers turning to these formats because there's more outlets right now with digital formats. You can publish your essays in different places. There's just a lot more hunger, I think, among readers to, especially for someone like Marilynne Robinson, who doesn't publish very often. Those readers want more from her, if possible. And so I think it's great that she can give this extra material to them.
Okay, so what else is on your salivation list?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have in May, we have Toni Morrison, the great Nobel Prize-winning author, coming out with a new book called Home. I'm really looking forward to that. She's been on the spotlight for a while. The book focuses on a Korean War veteran who's coming back to the United States and coping with racism after the Korean War. I always have fun when her books come out. It's always an event, and people in publishing get excited. So I'm looking for good things to happen with that book.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, finally, I'm reading the galley copy of it right now, Gods Without Men by Hari Kunzuru. He's a spooky novel about a group of lost souls who all meet in the desert. It's very suspenseful. There's flying saucers involved. There's aliens and lots of strange folklore. I've been really enjoying that book.
I'm looking forward to Lionel Shriver has a new book coming out, The New Republic. I'm a bit of an evangelist for her books.
Yeah, and what a great year for her with the film out of her other book, What About Kevin? So, that'll be another book to look forward to as well.
I'm also looking forward to a new book by one Jason Bogue. Have you heard of him?
I have. He's one of my, he's on my list of up-and-coming writers.
What's it about?
Yeah, well, this year I just handed in the manuscript. I worked all through the holidays to finish it up.
Thanks.
It's called Will Work for Change, How New York City Writers Survived the Great Depression. It's coming out later this spring from OR Books. And so it's about 10 different writers and their adventures and misadventures during the Depression. It was a really hard time for writers, a lot of technological change. And they survived, but they did it with the help of a government bailout for writers. And so I just look at that time and really ask some hard questions and say, how can we help writers get through this equally hard economic downturn that we're experiencing now?
Seems like a very timely book. Any resolutions you want to share, Jason?
My main resolution is to take my daughter, who's 16 months now, I'm going to take her to the library at least once a week for the rest of the year.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with that.
Thanks.
Jason Bogue, blogger, editor of the publishing website Gallicat, and author of the forthcoming book Will Write for Change, How New York City Writers Survived the Great Depression. You'll find links to more on the predictions he spoke of today at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Now coming up, the Awesomator looks into the crystal screen. Brady Carlson is going to join us with some of his thoughts on how social media will become an even greater influence on politics, consumption, and dissent in 2012. I predict he'll be here in just a minute when Word of Mouth continues from NHPR.